WRZ, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Echo, Golf Echo, Mary South House. Alpha Charlie Zero, Romeo Alpha, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Echo, Golf. Good morning, Wyatt. Yeah, I understand. Just rolled over to 5 a.m. here.
Yeah,
same here.
How did we get up this early?
Yeah, what are we doing up this early, Wyatt? Don't we have anything else to do?
Yeah, I'll talk to each other, I guess.
Hey, well, we're in good company. Am I just not tuned in, or are you slightly off frequency? Yeah, well, it's going to get high on me when it gets by, when it gets close to me. It's going to get high on me, and I'll have to do the quickie swing around, you know, being that I don't have any elevation rudders.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a problem.
It's not that bad. It really isn't. I do miss a little bit every once in a while. It's kind of tough on the AO-27 passes.
How's the SO-50? Has that been harder?
No, SO-50 actually, I don't know. It works really, really well for me, especially when it comes in from the northwest. That's a good direction for me.
Yeah, I have the most problem working SO-50. I don't know what it is. That one, like last week, it was really hard. And then that one day, it was like excellent, better than the AO-51, which is weird, but...
Well, I tell you what, on the weekends, I'm getting where I almost don't like to get on AO-51. It just gets brutal in there. Everybody goes nuts on the weekends.
Yeah, I used to get frustrated. I used to use a LPDA with just one radio. I could never hear anything. I mean, I might have been getting in, but it was so busy, I just gave up on the weekends. I actually took like a month off for a while. Then I got back into it and bought the Airwind antenna and started using duplex. Man, I don't think I'll ever go back.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, like I said, I know you have no way of knowing, but I had a hard drive crash on my computer, and for the last 3 days, I've been scuffling to recover stuff and do what I can, and it has not been easy, but I have managed to recover a significant amount of the stuff off of my old computer, and I am so much more relieved.
Good morning.
Good morning, K4FEG with AC0RA.
This is November, Sierra 1 Zulu, Echo Lima 99. Good morning, gentlemen.
November, Sierra 1 Zulu, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Echo Golf. You say Echo Lima 99?
Yes, sir. Is it Fox, Echo Golf?
Yes, Frank Eugene Griffin is my initial.
Well, that works for me.
Yeah, well, good morning, and Wyatt is also in there, AC0RA.
Yeah, NS1Z, Alpha Charlie Zero, Romeo Alpha. We're Echo November 4-1 up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Name's Wyatt.
Well, you're starting serious weather up there. We, it's about 70 degrees outside this morning here in Florida, Echo Lima 99.
Oh, yeah, it's about, 50-something here. First time in a while I've actually shivered a little bit without putting a coat on.
I know what you mean. We're originally from Maine.
Yeah, last night we were over at my grandma's all day for the Labor Day holiday. Walked outside as we were coming home. It was about 10 o'clock or whatever. I was like, man, it's a little chilly out here. I haven't felt this since maybe April.
To avoid it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, go north. That's about the only way. And not just a little north, way north.
I'm going to be a little weak in the bird. It's getting real high on me here. I'm going to have to make the antenna swing in a few minutes.
Okay, Frank. I didn't know AO-51 could be so quiet, if you will.
There's been a couple of mornings I've been in here this time of day when there was me and two other people in here.
Yeah, I have two actually, but after the last couple afternoons, geez.
Yeah, I felt like yesterday afternoon I needed to wear body armor to be on AO-51.
I think it was Friday afternoon, man. I really had a tough time. And then somehow, out of nowhere, I don't make any sense.
I think this must be a good weekend for me to take that aero in general and see if it works.
Yeah, that's what I'm using, but, geez, for a while I thought I wasn't working. I thought the radio was dying or something, because I wasn't making it in at all.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what a couple of hundred watts will do.
Yeah, well, I'm using 5 watts in an HC, and I never had problems, but that one time I did. I'm not used to that.
I can use that P470 dual band handheld. It's an older one. In fact, it's one like I bought my son when he got his license back, a long time ago. So I'm anxious to get it out there, but I never seem to be able to coordinate things well enough.
Yeah, I'm using VX8 for the receiver and FT270, just a 2-meter radio for the uplink for the aero antenna.
That sounds good, it really does.
Yeah, like I said, I normally never have troubles, but that was that one day where I was really having troubles. I just started playing with the sideband birds, too. They're a lot of fun. Before I get on today, I haven't for a little couple days because of the rain. I still use a LPDA for those. Two different, I got a FT817 and FT897 controlled by my laptop.
About the only thing other than the aero was a tripod. I originally planned to go when we went, took the RV out, went camping, but, you know how it is.
Yep, too much other stuff to do most of the time.
Yeah, and it's,
all right, Wyatt, it's always good to talk to you. Nice flight pass this morning, and it's very good to talk to NS1 Zulu also. Like I said, I enjoy these kind of passes. 73, and I'll talk to you later, Wyatt. Catch you later in the day. K4FPG, Echo Mary 5-5.
Yep, 73 from Central Florida, NS1Z.
Oh, you're still sounding good over there in Florida.
Looks like we're looking at 20 degrees. This bird is kind of funny. Sometimes I can get way down to 2 degrees on it, then other times not.
Yeah, same here. I have fixed elevation antennas. I don't have them where I can adjust it. And I'm good normally from about 5 degrees up to about 40 degrees of elevation. But one of these days I'll join the big boys and get an elevation rudder.
Well, what are you using now? Is it a plate? You've got an elevation mounted, the elevation hole drilled in, or how did you do it, get the fixed elevation?
I put a cross arm on the mast up there, and I just elevated them to about 15 degrees and tightened them down.
Oh, okay, so like a T or a cross.
Yeah, like just a cross arm up there, and I got the 220, the 2 meter and the 440 antenna mounted on the same boom there, and elevated to about 15 degrees.
All right, so that's another thing that's been wrong to the ground.